businesses showing up. We have contests, music, face painting. Z95 will be broadcasting live starting at 10:30, I believe, 10:30 to 1:30. Lots of prize drawings. Looks like we're giving away some Sesame Street tickets. I'm telling you, folks, it's all happening right here at Snow's Garden Center today for the Charlottesville Go Green Festival. Here to tell us a little bit about some of our vendors and exactly what's going on today is Denise Hood. I'd like to welcome Denise Hood to the show from Creative Juices Marketing. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Corbin.
We'd like to recognize Denise. She's kind of engineered and orchestrated and put all this great festival together for us, and we really appreciate all your hard work and doing this for the community. It's going to be a great event today.
It's going to be excellent. We want everybody to kick back and enjoy our earth and come here and have fun at the Seville Go Green Fest today.
And that's what it's all about. Kick back and relax. We've got some demonstrations for those who like to a little bit more hands-on. We're going to have some live demonstrations of how you can go green, vendor setup. Just spend a couple of minutes and just tell us about some of the vendors that we're going to have here and some of the products that they offer.
Okay. We have Body Logic, which is out in downtown. They have one of their stores downtown. They also have one in Madison. But they're going to be here doing free massages. And also they have anti-aging facials.
Where do I
facials.
Sign up for that?
It's right outside okay. your door, Corbin.
All right. As soon as we're finished this show, that's where I'm going.
They're all set up out there. And then right next to them is E-Shield of Virginia. And E-Shield is evidently a newly patented type of insulation that you
right.
put up in your attic, and it reflects light. And, I mean, I don't understand the whole thing, but they're here to explain it to us.
Well, you know, I think I saw their product on that Extreme Home Makeover.
Exactly.
Are they on that show?
Yeah, like Move That Bus, yeah.
Yeah.
The Extreme
yeah.
Home Makeover.
That's how we all know that show. Move That Bus!
Yeah.
What's the name of the show?
You know that show, Move That Bus. yes, they were highlighted on one of the Extreme Home Makeover shows. anyway.
Jay, that pink garden hat looks beautiful on you, by the way.
Jay James is trying on some gardening outfits. We also have the Local Energy Alliance people, LEAP, if you've heard of them. They are coming here with all sorts of ideas on how you can save energy in your home. Their website is loaded with ideas as well. And they have a lot of people, a lot of small businesses in Charlottesville that do. They will come into your house and tell you where you're losing your energy and what you need to do to not lose it. So they're going to be here soon. And we have Oasis Hair Design. We have APM Energy. And APM Energy is a small local business that will come into your house and use infrared means to see where energy is escaping
right.
from your house.
Look, it'll check out all those little
yeah.
nooks and crannies.
And
where
it's wild to look at an infrared picture
yeah.
of your
oh,
house.
Yeah.
It's really neat. We have Bridgeport Construction, which is out in Barbersville, but they are green builders. And check out their website. It's I think it's bridgeportconstruction.com, but I've just met these people myself. But they're here, and they're going to talk about how they build green. Charlottesville CrossFit is going to be here. They have unconventional exercise thoughts for you and showing you how to do your exercise without having to have all sorts of machines and everything. Let's see, as Corbin already said, Superfun Inflatables, the Seaville Inflatables, they have a huge dog out here.
I asked for the dog.
From
Tom,
great.
Because we have the SPCA here, so
yes.
they kind of go hand in hand. SPCA, the local Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, is set up in bringing some adoptable, recycled animals
recycled
and pets.
Companions.
Recycled
yes.
companions. Thank you.
They are actually going to have scarves on them that say that they're recycled companions because I fixed those up last night. But besides that, our media sponsor is the Seaville Abode. So they'll be here, and the Daily Progress is going to be here, and we're hoping the TV stations are going to be here, and of course, Dixon Disposal's here. We knew that, because Corbin's already been talking about Dixon Disposal. Now, Dixon, as Corbin was telling you before, they do single-stream recycling now with Vanderlyn, and, you know, I market them as well. I do their marketing, and they are such a wonderful company, and like Snow's, they've been around for decades. I mean, Snow's been around for almost a century. But
1 year shy.
Yeah, but Dixon is almost 50 years.
Right.
And it's so great to have local businesses
Absolutely.
That are family-owned for generations and generations.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, that's all going on today, folks. We're live here at the Charlottesville Go Green Festival. It officially kicks off at 10 a.m. We do have a phone, a caller on one of the lines.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Let's go to the lines. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hi. I have a question about gardening. Last year, my mom planted 100 tulips, and this year, only 10 of them came up. What happened?
Only 10 of them came up?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, with tulips in our climate, that's not all that uncommon. Daffodils and hyacinths and crocus, grape hyacinths, a lot of those will come up year after year and do really, really well in subsequent years. But a lot of the tulip varieties end up, unless you take really, really, really extra good care of them, don't come back all that reliably in the second and third and fourth year.
Well, I think that was the first year she had planted them, though. Is that correct?
No, she planted them last year.
Okay, so they came up once the first season really well, and then the second year they didn't come back as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that is pretty common. I would expect those percentages to be a little bit higher. I've planted a lot of tulips at my house over the years. In fact, some that are 10 years old that I planted, and I'm still getting, 25 to 30% of the original tulips coming up. But it just, it varies house to house, winter to winter, just as far as what percentage of tulips are going to come back.
And, from variety to variety, some varieties come back better than others. There are, a few that
yeah.
come back pretty reliably, particularly the old-fashioned, the kind of species tulips. But the real hybridized, the fancier they are, the less reliable they are, unfortunately.
Okay. Is there anything that we can do different to make them come back again?
The best thing to do... as far as having them, having the ones that are in there come back, the best thing that you can do is fertilize them real well,
yeah.
Keep them mulched through the winter, and that's about all you really can do. And just like I say, unfortunately, a lot of them, no matter how good a care you take of them, they're still not going to be reliable, and they're not going to come back in big numbers the way you would expect some of the daffodils and the hyacinths to do.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Great. That was a wonderful phone call. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
It was a great question. Tulips are beautiful flowers. I spent a year and a half in Holland. I've always been a big fan of bulbs and everything, and love tulips. But you almost have to treat tulips as an annual. It's something you plant, they come up, they bloom, and that's kind of it. They're almost a kind of have to treat them as a one-shot deal.
We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show on AM 1070 WINA. We'll be right back. Good morning and welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show. I'm Corbin Snow.
I'm Norm Carlson.
And this is the Snow Nose Garden Show, brought to you by Snow's Garden Center, conveniently located just south of downtown Charlottesville, out on Avon Street. And we are live here at the Seaville Go Green Festival, which officially kicks off in about 20 minutes. And we've got all sorts of activities and food and fun games. And I'm just going to run down the list of everything we have going on, starting about 10:30. We'll fire up the Weber Grill down by the pond, and we'll have free food, hot dogs, chips, and drinks, vegetables, and some cake for you. We also have different games going on, lots of prizes for kids and parents to win. We've got a moon bounce. We have lots of different contests, face painting. There's a masseuse here doing free massages. And if that's not worth it, Z95 will be here broadcasting live at 10:30. And Les Sinclair and the gang, they are always giving away free stuff. And we've got more free stuff out here than I've ever seen at any other festival in my life. So there's tons of free stuff with every purchase today. You get a free biodegradable recycled bag. We also have free T-shirts to the first. I think we have 200 T-shirts. The first 200 people that come out, we've got Go Green, Seville Go Green Festival T-shirts to give away. I'm telling you that this is a wonderful, great event. We have live demonstrations on water barrels, composting, lots of different local vendors and businesses here to set up to tell you about their unique products and services as well.
That's right. It's going to be a great opportunity to come out and see some great stuff, get some free food, which is always wonderful, and learn a little bit of something about how you can reduce your impact on the environment and take simple, easy to do steps to help be more environmentally friendly, if I can say it,
And I forgot to mention the folks from Kona Ice are here. They have the Kona Ice Shaved Ice Tropical Treats, and they're set up as well. And you can come out and enjoy all this for free. Everything is free. The only thing you'll have to pay for are the plants you carry out of here, but everything else is free. We're going to feed you, entertain you, decorate your body with some face paints, and have a good old time. That's the Seville Go Green Fest. 10 to 2 at Snow's Garden Center. We're located just south of downtown Charlottesville out on Avon Street. And the weather is cooperating thus far. We've got a beautiful little patch of sunshine shining over us here at Snow's Garden Center, as we always do on Saturdays. So come out and join us today for these festivities and activities out at Snow's Garden Center. I have a trivia question. And as always, we're taking your phone call and answering your gardening questions. Our number, if you'd like to join the show, is 977-1070. Again, that number, 977-1070. Also have a little trivia question, sticking, kind of going along the topic of what you can do to go green. This is something I think we all pass by every day. We drive by it. We see mowers out there, and we think, you know, what good is this having for the environment? So here's the trivia question. The grass and trees along the U.S. interstate highway system release enough oxygen to support how many million people? So we're looking for a number here. If you're here in the garden center, if you heard the question, if you'd like to answer it, you can win also. We're giving away a $25 gift card to the correct answer. And once again, the question is, the grass and trees along the U.S. interstate highway system release enough oxygen to support how many million people annually? So that's the question. If you have the answer, we'll hook you up with a $25 gift card. Again, just call in at 977-1070. And how are we going to be able to tell if there's a caller? Will they just be patched right in? Jay's going to hook
us up.
All right, Jay, just cue us up when those calls start rolling in. If you'd like to join the show, if you have any gardening questions, once again, 977-1070.
You look at the kind of weather that we've had this spring, and everything seems to be kind of like a couple of weeks behind. So, you know, if you haven't gotten around to doing a lot this year out in the garden, you're not alone. A lot of people are in that same boat. The weather's been kind of fickle, and funny. Weekend weather has not been the greatest.
What's funny? I mean,
each weekend this year,
and we've seen that from a sales standpoint. I mean, last week was our first really big push we saw for annuals and perennials, and even vegetable gardening.
Right.
Gardening, and what you know, whereas in years past, you know, temperatures are starting to warm up. We're in the mid to upper 80s, and you know, we're starting to get on the drier side. It looks like we're going to have a very extended spring this year, which is great.
Yes.
From a gardening standpoint. It'll give you several weeks to get out of the garden. If you've been procrastinating doing some of the chores and some of your responsibilities out in the garden, you're going to have an extended growing season this spring to get annuals and vegetables started. And the weather, I mean, even look at the next 10 days, lots
right.
of rain, cooler temperatures. So we're going to continue in this trend. And hopefully, if we get lucky, we'll, you know, I personally like this weather. Hopefully we'll continue this trend on into June.
Right. So, you know, it's two sides of a good coin. You get, you know, one side, if you haven't had a chance to get around to things yet, don't feel bad. A lot of people haven't just because of the weather. But it's not too late. You know, the weather is cooperating. It's, you know, we're still in prime time. And, you know, you still got plenty of time to get out there and put in your annuals. If you haven't got your vegetable garden yet, we're actually working with the folks that do the community garden spots up at in the Dunlora subdivision, and they're just now getting to the point where the soil is workable and it's warm enough and everything to really get in there and start doing something. They're kind of down in a real low spot that stays wet all the time, and it's really been a long time coming getting to the point where they can actually get in there and work it and everything. But if you've had plans to do a lot of vegetable gardening and getting your annuals in and everything, not at all too late. It's still prime time to get in there, and the weather is really starting to cooperate now, and it's an excellent time to get out there and get those things in the ground.
Let's go to the phone lines. I believe we have a few callers. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you this morning?
Not too bad.
Did you have a question, or did you want to answer the trivia question?
Answer the trivia question.
All right. We're ready for your answer.
Can you run it by me one more time?
Yeah. So the trivia question is, the grass and trees along the U.S. Interstate Highway System release enough oxygen to support how many million people annually?
175 million.
175 million would be a great number. You overshot it quite a bit, but... You're thinking large, and that's a good thing, but just not quite that large.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you for calling in. If you'd like to call in and answer our trivia question this morning and win a $25 gift card, we're going to go right back to the phone lines. Good morning, you're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. You said we're behind.
Good morning, how are you?
We're behind in our growth right now. What about the trimming of azaleas after the blooms drop off? Is it too early to do that?
No, not at all. In fact, as soon as, you know, a lot of your flowering shrubs finish blooming this spring, azaleas, you know, some of the varieties are winding up or, you know, have dropped all their flowers already, it's definitely not too early to get in there and start doing some pruning on those.
Even though the bloom is still there, just dead. The bloom is still
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the blooms are still kind of hanging on. They've faded, but, haven't dropped off yet. You're still in good shape to go in and prune those off now. And really, the earlier you can get it done after they flower, the better off you're going to be, because right after they do their flowering is when they really start to send out all their new growth. And if you can do your pruning before a lot of that new growth has a chance to get started, you can capture some of that energy and direct it into the parts of the plant that are still there and, you know, can fill in and take advantage of that stored energy that the plant has to, kind of recover and fill in some of those areas, particularly if you have to go in and do a lot of hard pruning on the azaleas.
And you can also take advantage, you know, by doing it early in the season. You know, kind of the cutoff is, you know, the first part of July, mid-July, before they set the new buds for next season. But you can take advantage of some of these cooler days to work in, which in my opinion, in my book, it's always a good thing. So, you know, you can get out in the garden now, go ahead and prune your azaleas or any flowering shrubs for that matter that have finished blooming. You can go ahead and prune those back now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Good morning. And we lost you. If you'd like to join the show, our number here, live at Snow's Garden Center at the Seaville Go Green Festival, is 977-1070, and we still don't have a winner for our trivia question, which was for a $25 gift card. Once again, the trivia question, the grass and trees along the U.S. interstate highway system release enough oxygen to support how many million people annually? And the guess we had so far was 175 million. It's a bit high. You could take off the 100 part for sure. It's below 75 million. And we've got a nice little gallery of people gathering here in the Garden Center. I'd like to welcome everyone out to the Seaville Go Green Festival. Yay! By my estimations, it looks like we have at least 100, 200 people. Yeah. The crowd is growing, folks, so you want to come get here early. Lots of great events going on out here at the Garden Center for the Seville Go Green Festival. Free food, games, moon bounce. Kona Ice is here with the shaved ice. Contest, music, Z95 will be here in about an hour. Face painting. And once again, everything is free. We have lots of local vendors, different construction company businesses promoting their green efforts right here in the Charlottesville community.
Right. There's a lot of people doing some great things in our area to try and keep Charlottesville a beautiful area and keep things as sustainable and eco-friendly as possible. And we want to highlight that's the whole purpose of today, is to kind of highlight those efforts, help you to see, you know, what you can do in your own home to be more environmentally friendly, and do it in ways that are practical and easy and can be fun and as low cost and low impact and as far as changing lifestyle as possible. There are a lot of things that you can do to be environmentally friendly without having to make huge changes in your lifestyle. And those are some of the things that we want to highlight today. Some of the efforts that some of our local community partners are doing to keep Charlottesville a beautiful green area and help us to be able to enjoy the environment for years to come.
Good morning and welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show, broadcasting live from Snow's Garden Center and the Seville Go Green Festival out here on 1875 Avon Street, Charlottesville, just south of downtown. Come out and join us. People are showing up and it's going to be a wonderful day. A lot of fun things going on. Directly preceding us, Michael Guthrie from Roy Wheeler Realty and the real, what did I say?
Preceding
us. Directly following us will be Michael Guthrie from Real Estate Matters. So glad Michael Guthrie could come out here today. His show is one of my top radio shows I listen to now each and every Saturday. Next to my own show, you know. He's pretty good. He's got his stuff together. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I had a question, and I wanted to take a shot at the trivia question, too.
Okay, we can take both.
Boy, the music's still playing in my ear. My question is, on the southwest corner of our lot, my wife would like to put up a screen. All right.
There we go. Go ahead.
That's surreal.
Never a dull moment when you're live on broadcast.
My wife would like to put up a screen, and she kind of wants a vine or something that would grow on a trellis and fill in reasonably quickly to block just some views. And I don't know what to put. It's pretty shady. We've got, like, a great big, huge, like, 30-foot-tall red tip fastidia and a cherry and a pine that are throwing a lot of shade back there. Looking for a suggestion there.
Okay, yeah, as far as a vine, one of the few things that, you know, for a vine, especially something that's going to flower that will handle shade, is a climbing hydrangea. It's a great plant, not evergreen, so you are going to lose the leaves in the winter. But even still, with losing the leaves and everything, it's going to be a dense enough growth that it's going to do the job for you even without the leaves on it. But it will get some blooms in the kind of the late spring. You get the big white flowers on it that are wonderful. Relatively fast growing, will do a good job, and like I say, it can handle the shade, which is really, really great. You know, the other option would be some ivy, but of course that's going to take forever to fill in and really cover over a trellis or something like that. It takes a long time to grow and get to that size. But the climbing hydrangea is going to get up there fairly quick, and like I say, it can take the shade. A lot of the other vines that we look at, like a clematis or some of the honeysuckles, or trumpet creeper, things like that, really need a little bit more sun than it sounds like you're going to be able to give it. But as far as a vine to cover over in that type of a scenario, I think climbing hydrangea is going to be your best bet.
Okay, great. And I had a guess-ish on the trivia question, too. like maybe 25, 30 million people?
You know what? We're just about out of time on the show, and that is close enough. I always give a 10 million a 10 million cushion either to the left or right. So you were within 3 million with the $25 million person guess. So the correct answer was 22 million people. I'm sure 25 would be sufficient as well if we were all taking short breaths. So congratulations.
All right, thanks.
I don't have my little noise applause, so you get a live clap. You just won a $25 gift card, and you can swing by the Garden Center and pick that up anytime today.
Great, thanks.
What was your name?
Oh, Steve.
Steve. Great, Steve. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks, Corbin. Bye, guys.
Great question. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, you know, you think about the number of people that are in the U.S. We're up to about 300 million now, and just the grass and the trees along the interstate highway system can provide enough oxygen for 22 million of us. And then when you combine that with all of the landscape plantings and the treescapes in town and in people in and around people's homes and the natural areas, it's great that we have these resources, and we need to look at them as resources and make sure that we take good care of them. The VDOT and the contractors for VDOT do a great job in our area of maintaining the urban forest along the highway systems, keeping it mowed, keeping the trees trimmed up and cleaned up and as healthy as they can. And it's a big job. I mean, that's a lot of area that they have to cover and a lot of work that they do, but they do a great job at maintaining that. And it is important to look at those areas as important parts of the urban forest and recognize them for the role that they have in maintaining the environment and keeping us all healthy.
And talking about just some interesting facts about trees and lawns and shrubs and the benefit that they have for the environment, I've got some just quick facts to run down. A single tree produces approximately 260 pounds of oxygen per year. That means two mature trees can supply enough oxygen annually to support a family of four. Once again, you know, just some staggering facts and information about trees and shrubs and grass and talking about the grasses and trees along the interstate system. We look at these things and we don't think about what they're doing for the environment for all of us.
Right. The turf, it only takes about 625 square feet of grass to supply that similar amount of oxygen. And grass traps a tremendous amount of dust and debris out of the air annually. It helps to prevent erosion. It helps to keep soil in place. It helps to grass and trees do a tremendous amount to help moderate the climate, help keep things from.
Here's two staggering pieces of information. A 10,000 square foot lawn will contain 6 grass plants per square inch, 850 plants per square foot, and 8.5 million plants total in a 10,000-square-foot lawn. The front lawn of 8 average houses have the same cooling effect as a 24 3-to-4-ton capacity home central air conditioning units. Turf grasses trap much of an estimated 12 million tons of dust and dirt released annually into the U.S. atmosphere. 12 million tons. We're just about out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your phone calls. Just a last blast about the Seville Go Green Festival is kicking off right now. Can I get a big cheer from the audience? The Seville Green Fest 2011 is officially underway. I'd like to invite everyone to come out and partake in it. Free food, games, moon bounce. Local green businesses are here. We have contests, music, face painting. Z95 will begin their broadcast at 10:30. We've got tickets to give away, UVA baseball tickets, Sesame Street. Michael Guthrie is coming up live right behind us. Thank you so much for listening. Come out and see us at Snow's Garden Center, 1875 Avon Street. A big thank you to our sponsor, Seville Abode and Dixon Disposal. So long, everybody. We'll see you next week on the Snow Nose Garden Show.